Good morning and welcome. This is the Hoosier Ag Today Monday podcast on the 27th of January, 2025. I'm Andy Eubanks. CJ Miller joins me. He has the news today, including the new budget for Indiana, which could include a 5% cut to the Department of Agriculture. Also, we have details on a Purdue Extension short course for woodland owners. The HAT podcast is made possible by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. Visit them online at ffbt.com to learn more. HAT Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin has some normalizing temperatures moving in this week, and the ag markets another sell-off on Friday. We'll have numbers and Brian Bass market analysis on the HAT Monday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust. Equal opportunity lender. Member FDIC.
Attention farmers, a big part of the Keystone Cooperative Advantage is reinvesting in the business to better serve farmer members. To support this effort, they're partnering with Purple Wave Auction to sell over 150 pieces of quality equipment this January and February, including over 70 sprayers and spreaders with brands ranging from Case to John Deere and Rogator. And there's so much more selling in these auctions. Get registered today at purplewave.com.
Indiana's Lieutenant Governor Micah Beckwith responds to a proposed 5% budget cut for ISDA and some courses you may want to sign up for if you're an Indiana woodland owner. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today. Well, just days after taking office, Governor Mike Braun detailed his proposed budget for the state of Indiana, and he's asking each of his cabinet secretaries to identify, on average, 5% savings across the board for each agency, including the Indiana State Department of Agriculture.
We're going to make it happen to where farmers are blessed and not hurt by this.
And that's Indiana Lieutenant Governor Micah Beckwith, who also serves as the state's Secretary of Agriculture. Hoosier Ag Today spoke with Beckwith on Friday to see if he and his team have identified where those budget cuts within ISDA may come.
Well, within ISDA specifically, not yet. But we are in conversations with Director Lamb. He's doing a great job. But I think overall, I have looked into some other agencies that we have a hand in. And what we're finding is, on just sort of the generalization of most agencies, 5% is not hard to trim because there's a lot of waste. There's a lot of double jobs. There's been a lot of mismanagement of taxpayer funds. And I think we're going to be able to do that.
How does Beckwith respond to those who may feel that a 5% budget cut would have a negative impact on the services the agency provides to Indiana's farmers?
Well, it's certainly valid concerns because right now farmers are really doing everything they can to hold the line. And I agree with that. And listen, I'm going to fight for everything that farmers need. I'm going to fight for more resources anywhere we can get it. Now, this is not a willy-nilly cut. We're not going to just go in and swing the blade and see where the chips fall. It's going to be with wisdom. We're going to make sure that it's done strategically. And honestly, I think it will benefit farmers in the long run because you'll have an agency that's more efficient and effective at helping with the needs of everyday Indiana farmers.
You can hear my full conversation with Indiana Lieutenant Governor Micah Beckwith. It's at HoosierAgToday.com and the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app.
One of the greatest advantages of working with your local farmer-owned cooperative is sharing in its success. Keystone Cooperative is thrilled to announce over $68 million in patronage, all being paid back to our farmer owners after a historic 2024. That's 57% of our profits going directly to the farmers who own us. Unlike private or publicly owned companies, Keystone reinvests in Main Street, not Wall Street. We're proud to return this $68 million to farmers across Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan. The Keystone Cooperative Advantage, centered on you.
Well, if you're an Indiana woodland owner and would like to learn more about the biology and management of your woodlands, then sign up now for the Purdue Extension Forest Management for the Private Woodland Owner short course. Purdue Extension Forester Lenny Farley says there's four different options for you to sign up.
So the courses are going to be offered starting February 11th in Brown County. February 26th, we're actually going to have an online course that would be available to anybody, no matter what their location. And then March 6th, we've got two courses starting that date, one in Marshall County and one right here where I'm at in Tippecanoe County, which I'll be leading, and I'll also be helping with a virtual course.
What are some of the topics that will be covered?
Tree identification, the economics and taxation related to forest lands, wildlife management, considerations for selling timber, plus typically one or two field days associated with that as well on a Saturday to give folks an opportunity for hands-on experience.
You can read more about the courses available from Purdue Extension for Indiana woodland owners at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm C.J. Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Calling all organic grain farmers. Make plans to attend the Indiana Organic Grain Farmer Meeting February 19th at the Beck Ag Center in West Lafayette. Explore the trade show for organic farming products and services. Network with fellow organic farmers and get your certification questions answered. Register online by searching Indiana Organic Grain Farmer Meeting or call Ashley Adair 765-496-6362. This message brought to you by Purdue Extension and the Indiana Organic Network.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. As we kick off this week, it's going to be a week of highly variable temperatures. We've got warm air poised to surge in later this week. Before that warm air even gets here, we're going to spend several days closer to normal, and it's definitely going to feel significantly warmer than where we spent a good chunk of last week. To be clear, here today and tomorrow, we're still on the cooler side of things, but well warmer than last week. We're also going to be mostly dry here for today and tomorrow, watching a clipper system move by to the north over parts of the Great Lakes and northern Michigan. I do not think that has an effect down here anytime in the next couple of days. We do see very warm air starting to surge northward for the second half of the week, Wednesday afternoon into Thursday. That is going to be leading in our next weather system that likely brings rain here on Friday. Rain that can be anywhere from a tenth to three quarters of an inch. And then we see lingering precipitation, lingering rains through Saturday that could bring another quarter of an inch or less. All in, all done. I think we end up with 100% coverage of rain across the Hoosier State for Friday and Saturday. Sunday tries to turn a little bit cooler, but not cold by any stretch. Next week, we have this warm air versus cold air battle across the nation. Warm air to the north, cool air to the south. Generally speaking, let's draw the line and say it's I-80, but on any given day, cold air will dive south of I-80 and warm air can surge north, but that's going to be the battle zone, and with that, we probably end up with precipitation. Right now, it looks like midweek, so Wednesday the 5th, maybe a chance of rain or wet snow, and then we can see that rain have a long tail through Thursday, through Friday, and through Saturday before a final strong low tries to kick it out, finishing out the weekend of the 8th and 9th. If that is the case, I do believe we get pretty sloppy here pretty quick. Multiple days of moisture back to back to back, along with a surface that is going to be thawing out because of the milder pushes of air. That's going to make a real sloppy mess, I think, as we get ready and start February. Also seeing some signs that maybe cool air tries to advance back in ever so slightly for that second week of February. Not seeing as much of a warm air influence right away. Plenty of time, though, for that pattern to try and change and revert back. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
From the Farm Bill to foreign farmland ownership and international trade, ag policy is having a big impact on Indiana farming operations. The Hoosier Ag Today Indiana Ag Policy Podcast provides in-depth coverage on these and many other important and complex issues. Get the details behind the headlines with the Indiana Ag Policy Podcast, hosted by Eric Pfeiffer. You can find it at HoosierAgToday.com, the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app, and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
A Friday sell-off in the Ags. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Friday Farm Market Review. And the markets did trade lower throughout the Friday session. We'll have the final numbers coming up. We'll begin, though, with market analysis. And in the middle of the session, I checked in with Brian Basting for that. Brian at Advanced Trading. The markets traded mostly lower in the overnight and throughout the Friday session as well, led down by beans, and then wheat kind of caught up and became the weak side leader. But overall, we go into the weekend, Brian, with some losses after a very back-and-forth week.
Well, thanks for having me, Andy, and you summarized that well. It's been back-and-forth. It feels like a weather market, and the reason we're saying it feels like a weather market is it is a weather market. We're looking at South America, specifically looking at Argentina. As we approach the last week of January here, to remind your listeners that while we're coming out of the deep freeze this week, temperature-wise, corn is pollinating as we speak in the parts of Argentina, not the entire crop, more so the later planted crop, not the very last planted crop, but Argentina kind of staggers their planting, so a good chunk of the corn is pollinating now under less than ideal conditions. Very warm temperatures, it's been quite dry here in the month of January. Having said all that, the drought that occurred 2 years ago was quite different. We had much, much drier conditions November, December, 2 years ago than this year. So subsoil moisture, deep subsoil moisture, I would say this year is better. But pollination is a sensitive time, as your listeners know, and whether you're in the Midwest or in Argentina, and it's just not ideal right now with 90-degree temperatures, a few hundreds sneaking in there, and very dry. And the corn market has responded, and it's approaching the highest levels. We have to go all the way back to Andy to Memorial Day in 2024, last spring, to see the March futures this high. So, but we're seeing a little bit of uncertainty about the forecast. What I'd share there, Andy, is that there is some rain on the way next week for Argentina. And I'd remind your listeners that weather forecasts can be quite fickle either way. Whether, again, the equivalent would be the first 10 days of July, we go into a weekend as we're going now. If we say we're going to get a quarter to half and you end up getting an inch to an inch and a quarter, then things change. And vice versa, if you're expecting more and don't get it, then you're going to get a different response. But it's going to be volatile, I think, moving forward here into the last week in January. And I think into the first part of February, too, as we sort through this.
You mentioned Argentina. Can we also point to a move they've made to lower the export tax on corn, beans, and other commodities as a pressure point Friday?
Yes, we can. It does afford their exporters a better opportunity to compete in the world market. And we'll see going forward what they'll have to compete with. But assuming that the crop isn't a total catastrophe, that would make them more competitive moving into spring. Typically, Andy, I'll throw out a number for you. March to July, Argentina accounts for about 25% of the world's corn exports. So that's how critical these next 60 days or so are going to be in terms of, number one, what the final production is going to be. And as you said a moment ago, if they do have at least a decent crop, they'll be better positioned via the lower taxes to compete in the world market when our spring approaches. And so right now the U.S. is almost the only shop in town, Andy, or definitely the primary shop in town for corn. We had excellent corn export sales reported here on Friday morning. So we're looking at a very volatile market. What I'd remind your listeners, though, Andy, is this, whether it's talking about policy decisions, as you said, with tariffs, weather, or anything else, volatility in the market can be viewed one of two ways. It can be viewed with fear when you're trying to market crops, or it can be viewed as opportunity. And we strongly believe that producers, your listeners, should view these volatile markets as opportunity to manage price movement and avoid price prediction. No one knows what this market's going to do tomorrow, much less a month from now. So manage the market. If it wants to go higher, leave a floor underneath the market, the upside open, and we'll see how high it can go. But no one knows what that point will be. So managing the market rather than predicting price is definitely the way to go.
Economist Brian Basting with Advanced Trading. Brian's number 309-664-2314. On the Hat Friday market review, lower in corn all day. March ended at 486.5, 3.25 down. May 2.75 down at 496.5. And July corn a 3.25 cent loss, 497.5. Beans almost a dime down. March 10.55 3/4, 9.75 lower, 9.5 down on the May, 10.68 1/4. July loses 9 cents at 10.79 1/2, and an even dime down for the March wheat, 5.44. May 5.58 3/4, 9 cents lower. Strong in the meats, February live cattle, 204.77, a gain of 367, 17 cents up on February lean hogs, 82.30. I'm Andy Eubank. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.